Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's summertime. That means beach read time. And each and every summer, the biggest and best thriller writers in the country, in the world, get together in New York City for an event called Thriller Fest. Thriller Fest 5 is coming up July 7th through the 10th in New York. It's an annual celebration of the thriller world, the largest event of its kind. And authors, readers, budding writers, publishing industry pros, and more get together in New York City to talk shop and explore the craft of writing a thriller. And best-selling thriller author John Land joins us on WAMS today. John, the author of the Texas Ranger Caitlin Strong series, other books including A Walk in the Darkness and Blood Diamonds, and John, welcome to the show.
Burke, I'll tell you, you know, all these great thriller writers, what am I doing as part of this organization, you know?
You're just hanging up jackets in the back of the room.
They can do a lot better than I.
Oh, come on now. Now, when you guys get together as writers and you're thriller writers, for those of us who are somewhat uninitiated, define the thriller genre. What is it that makes a great thriller?
Wow. I could probably talk about that for 2 hours, but let me say that I think the simplest definition is, as opposed to a mystery, which is trying to figure out who done it, it's more a matter of stopping someone from doing something awful while the life of the hero is in jeopardy. So you're trying to prevent something from happening instead of just trying to figure out how something that's already occurred did happen. And that's where the suspense comes from, and that's why it's impossible to stop turning the pages, because you've got to find out what happens next.
And that's what makes a thriller a great beach read, a great summertime read. And by the way, if you'd like to talk to thriller writer John Land, best-selling author, is available now at 718-506-1944. A free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. And that's where the biggest and brightest thriller writers will gather in July for something called Thriller Fest. So let's define that. What exactly is a Thriller Fest?
It is a celebration of, you know, literally a celebration of thrillers, but it's very unique in the sense that you have the biggest names in the business this year, including Ken Follett and Harlan Coben and David Morrell and Sandra Brown. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Heather Graham, James Rollins, you know, there are just so many. And it's in a very accessible area in the sense that it's not just authors standing up on stage, doing what they do, and then walking off. There's a tremendous amount of mingling. There's a tremendous amount of one-on-one opportunities to meet Lee Child, and to meet some of the biggest names in our industry, as a fan, as a budding writer, as you mentioned, as a debut author. It's almost like summer camp for writers. That's the way one of my good friends, Steve Berry, who's co-president of International Thriller Writers, puts it, summer camp for writers, because not only is it great, of course, you know, we all really like each other, and we don't see each other that much, so this gives us a chance to spend time with each other. It's not a thing where, you know, you've heard of conferences where you finish your presentation, you go back to your room. That's the last thing that happens at Thriller Fest. Everyone who comes, Clive Cussler's coming again, he's been at every one of them. There's no bigger name in our industry, not just our field, but in the publishing industry than Clive Cussler. These are people who are going to be accessible, who are going to be out there, who are going to be available for anyone just to come up, not just get an autograph, talk to. And of course, you know, there's frequent book signings. So if you have books you'd like to get signed already or buy the newer copies, they're going to be available. Barnes & Noble handles that for us. And, you know, right at the Grand Hyatt in New York, we've got the book room. It's a wonderful experience for both readers and writers. As a writer, I can tell you, you don't get a lot of intimate experience with your fans, direct experience like you do if you're on a play in Broadway or even a film, you know, where you get fan mail, you find out a lot about what people think of you. Here's an opportunity for fans, but it's also a great opportunity for us as writers to meet the people who make us who we are.
Thriller Fest is coming up at the Grand Hyatt in New York City. It's July 7th through the 10th. And if you'd like more information, the website is thrillerwriters.org. Is that correct?
That is correct, thrillerwriters.org.
And it's a great opportunity, as John mentioned, to get together and meet the author of your choice and ask him questions.
Hopefully that'll be me, but anybody you like. It's not just, you know.
This is not just a John Land sanctioned event.
Not if we wanted to have a lot of people attend. I might get 6 or 7, but we want 600 or 700.
Now, John, when you do meet your readers as you go out and do book signings or events like Thriller Fest, is there one or two things that they say to you over and over about your books in particular?
You know, what a great question, Burke. And I think the two things that first come to mind are how much they enjoy my new series that you mentioned, the Caitlin Strong series. You know, it's such a step forward for me in so many directions. But they also, the real hardcore, diehard fans will ask, what about my older books, the series that I've stopped writing? They, you know, people want to see more of the older books. But, you know, a couple things happen with the series. Sometimes you burn out as creatively. You just don't enjoy writing the characters anymore. And other times the series burns out in terms of sales. It starts to decline. And, you know, we live in a business. We live in a world where business concerns often dictate creative concerns. So I get such a kick out of the people who still miss the books that I wrote back in the 80s and 90s, and another series I wrote featuring, you mentioned Walk in the Darkness and Blood Diamonds, featuring a Palestinian-American cop and an Israeli cop who become a team in the Middle East. But I think it's really, you know, they'll say, well, why are you ever going to bring Ben and Danielle back? Are you ever going to bring Blaine McCracken back? And I have to disappoint them a lot by saying, you know, I don't really think I can. I think I've gotten past that stage of my career, and I've grown into a different kind of writer. And that's one of the things at Thriller Fest that comes out a lot. You talk to writers who have moved to different genres, or they've moved from one character to another. Or in the case of Harlan Coben, who's one of our spotlight guests, it's interesting because he was always successful, but never mega successful when he was writing Myron Bolitar. He was doing a series character. When he broke out into standalones and formed a new niche for himself, he became a number one New York Times bestselling author. And one of the things at Thriller Fest that happens is authors at some of the panels and some of the discussion groups we have, and in Harlan's case, a one-on-one interview, he discusses this kind of thing and why he made these decisions and why he got away from his series character. The same thing is true of Robert Crace. I don't think he's joining us this year, but he writes the great Alvis Cole novels. So I guess for those fans who love to know who love the work of their favorite authors, but also would love to find out more about how our minds work or how their minds work, as the case may be, Thriller Fest is just a great opportunity.
John Land is our guest. We're talking about the upcoming Thriller Fest in New York City next month, the 7th through the 10th, and you can find out more at thrillerwriters.org. John, the author of numerous bestsellers, The Seven Sins, The Last Prophecy, The Blue Widows, and you can meet John and all of the big names in the genre. And I would imagine one of the things people may ask you about, or certainly will be a hot topic at this year's Thriller Fest event, John, is sort of the state of the publishing industry. Where is this thing going with Kindles, for example, and with this fear that seems to permeate about young people not reading as much anymore and being more into video games? So look into your crystal ball and tell me, you know, where do you see the industry going in the next 5 to 10 years, and are you nervous?
I'm always – you have to be nervous. You know, I've had a lot of success, but I've never reached the level of my friends Lee Child and Steve Barry and Jim Rollins and people like that, Vince Flynn, who's just a terrific guy and a terrific writer, storyteller. So, yes, you know, however, that said, more books are being published and more books are being sold today than ever before. The e-books, the Kindle, the iPad, the Sony e-reader, Barnes & Noble's Nook, these provide opportunities for people to read and buy more books who may not have bought any because we live in an electronic age. I think the problem with the publishing industry is that they always seem to be a step behind the curve. You might say the same thing about the film industry. Entertainment in general and television, too, is often slow to respond. The thing, however, and here's the best way I can answer your question about the future. When I do book signings at independent stores in the big Barnes & Nobles and Borders, the thing that I'm always struck by is how many small toddlers, children, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, are walking around the bookstore with a book in their hand. And if you think back to the Harry Potter phenomenon, when young kids were lining up outside bookstores at midnight, they weren't lining up outside bookstores to buy an e-book or a DVD. They were there to buy the book. And the same thing is true to a slightly lesser extent with Twilight. There is nothing greater than to see a teenager or an even younger kid, 7, 8, 9 years old, tucked away in a corner for an entire day after picking up their book at 3 or 4 in the morning. And that's not an exaggeration at all. So I believe, Burke, that there will always be books. Always. There is something about feeling them in your hands. And I like to look at the explosion of technology and these other vehicles to read as an expansion of the genre, perhaps a slight redefinition, but not a death knell, not a call to arms. I think we have to just look at it, the opportunities that are now available to attract more and different readers instead of thinking it's going to turn readers off.
John Land is talking with us today about the art of the book and the upcoming Thriller Fest event, which is open, by the way, to fans as well as thriller writers and publishing industry executives, agents, and more. That is July 7th through the 10th in New York City. If you need more information, thrillerwriters.org is the website. Let's talk for a minute about your latest book and what you've got cooking.
Today's publication day. It's official publication day for Strong Justice.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And, you know, I've had so much fun writing Caitlin Strong, and she's a female Texas Ranger, which is very unique, obviously. And the reason I did it was because thrillers are by far the most popular genre out there today. And 80% or approximately 80% of all books are bought by women. But I couldn't name, and no one I can find can name, a series hero in a thriller series who's a woman. So I felt there was a huge gap there. So I wanted to create a traditional action hero who happened to be a woman, and making her a Texas Ranger is obvious, makes that credible. But the fun I've had in writing Caitlin Strong, and Strong Justice, she's on the trail of both the worst serial killer in history who's claimed more than 400 victims, and that's based on truth, and a Mexican revolutionary plotting guerrilla war against the United States. So she's got two huge adversaries here who, of course, turn out to be connected. That's the thing about the thriller. And I think as many greater writers than I have written, great heroes are made by great villains. And the fun I had in Strong Justice in creating Caitlin and in developing her against these hugely complicated evil villains was just so much fun. And basically, Burke, she is a gunfighter. She's a modern-day gunfighter, and this series, it's kind of like a modern-day Western. As many thrillers are, if you look at the thriller form, it's very similar to the Western form, the idea of the lone gunman, the lone hero. Only one person can stand up and save the town. In the case of thrillers like Strong Justice, it's the same idea, only it's only one person can stand up and save the country.
And these books are a series, but they're standalone, so if you go out to pick up Strong Justice today, you won't feel like you've missed anything.
You won't at all. And, you know, I think the mark of any great series is to be able to do just what you articulated. Pick it up anywhere and feel that you're reading the first book. The best at that is James Lee Burke, who writes the great Dave Robichaux novels. You can read them in any order. I do feel, you know, when starting a new series, if you can start at the beginning, and there's only two in this series, so Strong Enough to Die. The first in the series is now easily available in paperback for only $7.99 instead of $24.99. So, you know, it's a tough time out there, and if people haven't heard of me, I actually recommend they start with the paperback and then go to the hardcover, because I can promise you, if you read Strong Enough to Die, you're going to want to read Strong Justice.
John Land is our guest today. We're talking about the writing of Strong Justice and the writer's event coming up called Thriller Fest. It's in New York City, July 7th through the 10th. More information at thrillerwriters.org. John, the 15 minutes flew by. Thanks for being on the show today.
Burke, I loved it. Great interview.
Thank Thanks for listening, everyone.